Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, a lifestyle and personal development podcast inspiring women to glow up and create the life of their wildest dreams. I'm Jasmine, podcast host, certified life coach, and your go-to glow girl for all things living an aligned life of abundance, beauty, and luxury. Just Glow With It is for the modern woman who is here to do the real work, make mindset shifts, and are also down for happy hour with the girls. We're combining the metaphysical and material world in order to create our most aligned, high vibe, and abundant lives. If you're ready to tap into your glowness, uncover your divine purpose, and live a fabulous luxe life, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to the podcast. Happy October. And to my fellow entrepreneurs slash business owners, happy quarter four. So I am in disbelief that it's actually October time and we are nearing the end of this year. I feel as though 2020 and 2021 have been kind of a blur for me, and I'm just trying to grasp the fact that we are about to be in the new year. And so today is October 1st. I woke up today and I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was the crisp morning air, the leaves changing, but I woke up today and I just felt something different in the air. I felt something different within myself, and I just felt so inspired and motivated and excited for the next 3 months. So I wanted to come on the podcast today to kind of spread and share this energy and get you motivated and excited for the next 3 months that lie ahead. So today's episode is a little bit of a pep talk slash girl talk slash let's get our lives together slash let's become the best version of ourselves. And I'm just so excited to get into this. You know, this is my vibe. I love talking about this stuff and I could talk about it all day, every day. Today, I wanted to share and give you some motivation to get you really inspired to take action towards becoming the version of you that you want to become and not waiting until the new year, and how to actively start making those changes now. And I also wanted to touch on the difference between successful people versus non-successful people. Just a little disclaimer, when I say successful people, my version of success doesn't necessarily mean people who have money, people who are like thriving in their careers, although those are versions of success that I do resonate with. Specifically, what I mean when I'm talking about successful people versus non-successful people are people who are truly at peace with their life. They're in their purpose, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, and they just feel good living the life that they get to live. That doesn't mean that their life is perfect. That doesn't mean they have millions of dollars in the bank account or millions of followers or any of that. That could mean that they have those things, but I'm really talking about the inner success. I really hope that this episode inspires you to really create those changes, to take action, to go for the things that you want to go for, and to finally like become that version of you that is waiting to be born. And if you feel like you're ready to take that leap and really make those changes happen by the end of the year, of course, my program Reinvent and Transform helps you do those exact things. And I have a few spots left. I've already started working with a few girls, and seeing the transformations that have happened since working with them already has been so beautiful to witness. And I cannot wait to see where they are by the end of the year. And so if you want to be next, if you want that to be you, then send me a DM, check out the link in the description bar or in my Instagram bio, and we can chat a bit and see what it is that you want. But that is really all I have to say. If you enjoyed this episode, I would so appreciate if you could screenshot this episode, post on your Instagram stories, tag me in it, leave an iTunes review, share it with anyone who you think may need to hear these words. And without further ado, let's just go ahead and get into this episode. So as I mentioned, I woke up today feeling so excited, so inspired, so just ready for everything that lies ahead within the next 3 months. And I feel like it's because of a few reasons. One of them being that there's a lot of changes happening in my life as we speak. I'm finally preparing for my move to a new state, and getting those plans in motion feels like it's actually finally happening. I've been knowing I was going to move since February of this year, and during that whole time since then, it just didn't feel real. Even though contract was signed, the apartment was secured and everything like that, it just didn't feel real. And now that I'm actually packing and getting rid of things and all of that, now it's starting to like hit me that it's actually happening. So that has me really excited. And then also, I've just been stepping outside of my comfort zone a lot more. One of the things that I have been working on behind the scenes, which I haven't officially announced yet, I am co-hosting my first live in-person event. And this has been one of my biggest goals that I've set for myself when I first, you know, wrote out my big life dreams like a few years ago. I remember, I have to find the list, but I remember one of the things that I wrote on there was to host live events, and I am officially popping my cherry and hosting my first live event literally a week before I move. Who does that? But I am so excited. I'm co-hosting it with the lovely Amber from the Soul Medicine Space. She used to be previously known as the Daily Healing on Instagram, and she is just the loveliest person, and I'm so grateful to be doing this with her. She is actually the one who initiated the idea to me, and I'm so grateful for that because I know that I probably wouldn't have had the guts to do it by myself. And so I feel comfortable knowing that I have her by my side. She's a pro at this, and so I'm grateful to have her by my side and to just hold space for people with what she brings and what I bring. And I just know it's going to be the most beautiful experience ever, and I just cannot wait to share more details on that. And then I'm also excited and grateful that it's at a location that I'm familiar with. So it's going to be held at the yoga studio that I used to work for before I went full-time in my business, and that is such a full circle moment for me. I took that job with the intentions of growing my business, and I specifically chose the yoga studio because I knew that it was in alignment to what I wanted to do with my life, meaning like I knew that I would meet the right people. I knew that it would be a healthy environment for me, even though the job in itself was like an entry-level job and I already had surpassed the experience. And outside looking in, it looked like I probably took like 10 steps back. You know, I went from working these really experienced jobs to working an entry-level part-time minimum wage job. But I strategically did that because I knew it was the next step I needed to take to get me where I wanted to be within my career. So I was more focused on the bigger vision of it all. And it manifested exactly like that. I got the job. My ex-boss was so amazing, and she's actually used to live where I'm moving to. So she's like, I'll let you know of any recommendations of things to do, of places to go. So that worked out so perfectly. I learned so much there, and I met so many amazing people who have become friends, who have helped me in my business and with my journey, and who've like really motivated me and encouraged me to really believe in myself. And also that job gave me an opportunity and the time and flexibility to be able to work on my business. And I wouldn't have been able to have that if I had my old like 9-to-5 super stressful and demanding jobs. And so to be able to host my first live in-person event at the place that really made me who I am today, it's just a beautiful full circle moment, and I couldn't think of a better way to end my journey here and to kind of like send me off to my new chapter. And so I'm just so excited for it. Again, if you are local to me or near me, I will announce the details probably this week or whenever it is that you're listening to this episode. It's probably already out, but the event will be on November 6th, which is a Saturday, and it's going to be from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So if you are ready to to transform and become a new you, then this event is for you. So that has me really excited on top of my move. And also what I feel has really impacted and led me to feeling the way that I do now is these last few weeks, especially, I've been so focused on myself lately. I've been going to therapy weekly, which has helped me so much. I'm such an advocate for therapy, and that's helped me in all aspects of my life, of course. I've recently invested in myself once again by hiring another business coach, and I am in a new program. It's called the Abundance Club, and it's been so helpful to my mindset and just in my business. And we talk about manifestation and mindset and business strategy and like all these beautiful things that I have been missing and needing as a business owner and as someone who loves to talk about personal development. And this program is actually with my old mentor, Kimberly Wanya. If you guys are new here, I actually used to work for Kimberly as her virtual assistant. So Kimberly is also a life coach. She's a manifestation mentor and she's just amazing. I love her content. If you like my content, you'll also like hers. So definitely check it out. And so that is another full circle moment to be, you know, working with her once again and just being in her energy. And I've been needing this, like, this is what I feel like I've been missing, you know, in my life. Like, I do the journaling, I do my workouts, I do my morning routine, I have therapy, but I felt like I've been missing this connection with like-minded women who are also doing, you know, the same thing as me, and they like talking about manifestation and mindset. And so it's been so nice to have that support. And so all of these things combined, the moving, the stepping outside of my comfort zone, the investing in myself, and just really working on myself and building my daily habits and routines has me so excited for the end of the year, for the new year, because I know that I'm currently doing the things that I need to do to become that next level version of myself, who's making 20, 30K months, who's thriving in her business, who has all the things that she desires, who's able to treat herself and her family and loved ones in the way that she wants, and who's really taking those next steps in her career and in her business and just taking that next level. I know that that is what's waiting for me at the other side of this, of what I'm currently working on with myself now. And I think that's just why I'm so excited, because I know all of the work that I'm putting in now is going to lead to something great. And so I'm sharing all of this to say, to inspire, to motivate you to do the same. Now, I do want to say, like, I know that I'm super privileged and lucky to be able to afford therapy, to be able to afford a life and business coach. I'm super privileged to be able to go to a fitness studio. I know not all of us have those same luxuries, and I used to be that person who couldn't afford therapy, who couldn't afford a gym membership, who couldn't afford, you know, to invest in myself. And so I get it. I'm not completely naive or blind to that. But I do know that even when I had negative dollars in my bank account, I still focused and was intentional about working on myself. And so with everything that I share today, I want you to take it and apply it into your own circumstances. So if you can't afford a gym membership, YouTube is free. Work out at home. Find a friend who has equipment that you can borrow. There is a will, there is always a way. And so I just want to emphasize that as I'm sharing like this little pep talk. Don't let your circumstances hold you back. And that's actually one of the things that I'm going to get into. So I want to start off by sharing the main difference between successful people and non-successful people. And again, when I say successful, I don't necessarily mean people who are super rich and wealthy and are like making power moves in their career, although that is what it can mean. I'm more specifically talking about people who are truly happy with the way that their life is going, and who know that they're doing what they need to be doing to get to where they want to be, and they're just at peace with themselves and their lives and the direction it's going in, and they're just truly grateful and happy and in their purpose, and they know that they're doing what they were brought here to do. That is what I'm talking about when I'm saying successful versus non-successful. So one of the main differences between successful people versus non-successful Successful people do not allow their circumstances to hold them back, which I just talked about. When I was negative in my bank account, I was struggling to pay my bills. I had so many excuses, so many reasons to be like, I can't do this. I can't work on myself. I can't work out. I can't do my morning routine because I'm stressed about money. But I knew that that situation was only temporary, and in order for me to get out of it, I needed to make sure that I was working on myself. So even though back then I couldn't afford even Planet Fitness, which is like $10 a month, and I couldn't afford therapy, I did what I could on my own to elevate my mindset, to work on my health. And what that looked like specifically was watching workout YouTube videos and doing what I could at home. Because I couldn't afford therapy, I would watch YouTube videos and I would, you know, type in things like how to heal my trauma or how to love myself more, or I would read books on personal development and self-love and healing and all those things that I needed at the time but I couldn't necessarily afford, and I would listen to podcasts. Podcasts are definitely the one thing that pushed me to my next level self because it was so easy to access, it was free, and I had all of this valuable information, and I took the information that I learned through the free content, I applied it in my life, and I took it as seriously as I would if it were therapy and I was paying hundreds of dollars for it. That is another key difference, is successful people, they apply the things that they're learning and they're not just letting it go one ear out the other, and they're actually improving themselves with the information that they're taking in. And so once I started really applying the principles and the things that I was learning, that is when things began to shift for me and I started to begin that transformation process. The second difference between successful and non-successful people is successful people do not let fear hold them back. That doesn't mean that they don't feel fear, but they don't allow it to stop them from doing something, or whether that's like investing in themselves or taking a risk or, you know, making a career change. Successful people still feel the same fear that non-successful people do, but they know that they are stronger, or that they are bigger than the fears that they have. The third difference between successful people and non-successful people is their perspective around difficult situations or obstacles or challenges. Successful people, when they come across challenges and struggles and things like that, they ask themselves, what can I do to resolve this problem right now? Or what can I do about the situation? Or how can I resolve this problem? Or how can I move forward? Instead of looking at the obstacle as an end-all be-all, or looking at themselves as like unable to overcome it. We will always, always have obstacles and challenges and setbacks come in our paths. It is inevitable. It is a part of life. No matter what path you have chosen to take in your life, and no matter what you do with your life, we will always experience some sort of challenge or setback. And the difference in overcoming it and being able to overcome it is how you choose to view the situation. Next difference between successful people and non-successful people is successful people actually allow themselves to rest and they prioritize themselves and their self-care, because they know that if in order to be the best wife, the best mom, husband, daughter, employee, CEO, whatever it is, they know that they have to take care of themselves, and they do not glorify hustle culture. They do not glorify getting burnt out. They know that is not the way towards sustainable, lasting success. The last difference that I have for you guys between successful people and non-successful people is that successful people prioritize what's important to them and they stick to it, meaning they know what their priorities are and they don't let distractions steer them away from their priorities. So for example, one of my priorities is my morning routine. And so how I stick to that is by making sure I allow time in the morning to do my morning routines. So obviously I make sure not to schedule anything too early in the morning that takes away from my morning routine. And if you have a job where you can't necessarily control your schedule, but what I used to do when I had a day job, what I would do was either wake up a little bit earlier than normal so that I could do my morning routine, or I would find ways to do my morning routine while I was commuting to work. So, for example, part of my morning routine could be listening to a podcast. And if I didn't have time to listen to a podcast while I was getting ready, what I would do was listen to the podcast on my way to work. Or sometimes what I would do, which I kind of had to be sneaky about sometimes, was if I did not have time to journal in the morning before work, when I got to work and I got to my desk, I would take 5 minutes before I got my workday started and I would just journal. No matter what my circumstances were, no matter what was going on, I always made sure to prioritize my morning routine because that is something that is important to me. Now, before I end this episode, I just want to give kind of a little pep talk on getting yourself in motion and in action to creating changes you want to be. And I know a lot of us like to wait until the new year. You know, we say, okay, when the new year comes around, then I'll start doing this. Listen, nothing changes between December 31st and January 1st if you aren't already putting in the work prior. And I think that is a big mistake that people make and why so many of us fail to really achieve the things that we want and to keep that new year, new me momentum going. It's because people think, oh, when the new year comes, suddenly I'm this new person with these new habits, and that's not how it works. You are no different than how you were on December 31st versus January 1st. So if you want to make 2022 different and you actually want to see yourself pull through with achieving your goals and becoming the person that you want to be, my best tip that I can give you is to start putting in the work now so that when the new year comes, you already have that head start and you already have those habits set in place, or at least the foundation set, you know? Why wait until the new year when you can begin today? Some questions to really get you started in setting this new you in motion is to ask yourself, who do you want to be by the end of the year? And where do I want to be? Now, when you ask yourself this question, I want you to think big, but also think practically, because there's only so much you can accomplish or so much you can change in 3 months. So I don't want you to set like unrealistic expectations, but really think about who is that person you want to be? What do you want their thoughts to be like? Where do you want their mindset? What kind of habits would you have liked to cultivate it by then? And after you ask yourself this and get clear on who and what and all of that good stuff, I want you to ask yourself this question, and I really want you to sit with it and think about it because it's really important. And it's to ask yourself, what will happen if I decide to not make any changes within myself and my life? How will my life continue to go if I decide not to do anything about it and to not take control of it? And that is a scary truth that a lot of us do not like to face. But if we don't face it, what happens is 5 years go by, 10 years go by, 20 years go by, and before we know it, we're in our later adult years and we're like, whoa, what happened? Life just flew me by and I didn't do anything that I said that I wanted to do. And I didn't become the person that I always wanted to become. And we feel like a failure and we feel like we've let ourselves down and we've let our potential go to waste, which, just a side note, I don't believe that it's ever too late to change or to evolve and go for the things that you want. But I'm saying that to say so many of us, and I personally know so many people, I've read and listened to so many stories of people saying that they don't really think about how their current habits and how their current mindset and what they're currently doing, how that is impacting their future. And that's why it's so important to take time to reflect and ask yourself these questions, because if you don't, life is going to pass you by. And that is a big reason why I do what I do, is because I want to help as many people as I can to take control of their lives and to create a life that they love and to manifest into the best version of themselves, because life is so short and we are so worthy and deserving of all of that. And so after you kind of sit with this and really see how life can continue to go if you don't make any changes, I then want you to ask yourself, what can become possible for me if I do decide to make these changes? And how can my life transform? And what can it look like in 3 months if I decide to take control of myself and my life and I decide to work on myself, do what I need to do, etc.? What are the possibilities that can happen? And I want you, again, to dream big. Allow yourself, give yourself permission to dream the things that you are afraid to say. When I asked myself this question before I decided to invest in myself with Kimberly, I will admit I was scared. You know, investing in yourself is a very scary thing. It's like, what if I don't get my money's worth? Or what if it's not worth it? Or what if this and what if that? And so I want to share a little tip with you on how to decide to invest in yourself, or like how to get the courage to invest in yourself, I should say. And so when I was deciding, do I want to invest in myself with Kimberly, I knew that I wanted to do the program. I knew that it was going to help me get myself, my business, my financial state where I wanted it to be. And so when I was debating and like going through the fears and things like that, I decided to write down a list, and I wrote down all the pros and all the cons of investing in this program and investing in myself. Now, the pros were, I could reach new levels of income within my business that I haven't yet reached. The pros were, I get to work with even more amazing, beautiful, lovely clients that I get to help shift their lives and transform themselves. I get to open myself up to new levels of abundance, and I get to grow and learn more about mindset and manifestation, and as a result share more to my audience. And there was just a whole list of positives and pros to investing in myself. You want to know what the cons were? There were only two cons that I can think of. The first con was, if I decide to invest in myself, maybe I don't get my money's worth. And the second con was, I stay exactly where I am right now. And if the worst thing that can happen is I'm exactly where I am right now, then what do I really have to lose? And so when I made that list, it became very clear the decision that I needed to make. And so I decided to invest, and it's been the best decision, one of the best decisions that I could have done for myself, aside from therapy and like all the other things that I do for myself. And I've already seen such growth and transformation within myself, and I'm just so excited to see, you know, how much more transformation occurs within the next 3 months. And so I'm just sharing that to kind of put things into perspective when you are at this crossroads, and when you know that there are certain things that you want to do for yourself, whether it's like investing in a life coach or going back to therapy or investing in a fitness trainer or investing in your business or whatever it is that you are feeling called to do. Yes, there are going to be fears. Your fears are valid and they're normal to have. So if you are in that predicament, do this activity, write out the pros and the cons list, and really weigh out your options. And you may find that the worst thing that can happen is that you're exactly where you are right now. So if you've resonated with anything that I talked about today, and you are just feeling so inspired and so ready to take those next steps, and if you feel like you need support in getting to where you want to be by the end of the year and really becoming that version of you, transforming your mindset, embodying that new version of you, creating healthy habits, creating an aligned action plan to your dreams and your goals, and you're feeling ready to take that next step, then Reinvent and Transform is your ticket to it. I have a few spots left, like I mentioned. They are filling up fast. I mentioned this on my Instagram stories. I'm not taking a lot of clients this round simply because I am moving. I'm keeping the amount of clients that I'm taking on for this round very small. And so if you don't take the opportunity to apply this round, it's going to be about 3 to 6 months until you can apply again. So if you want to begin the new year as a brand new you, who's actually going for the things that they want, who is actually making the changes in their life and manifesting their dream life and going for their goals, reinvent and transform is your way to it. So if you have any questions, or if you want to talk about it more, if you want to see if it's a good fit, feel free to DM me on Instagram. I'd be happy to talk with you and kind of see what it is that you're looking for. But I am going to end this episode here. I really hope that you enjoyed. I would love to hear any aha moments or golden key moments that stood out for you. I hope you all have a beautiful day, a beautiful month, a beautiful rest of your year. I will talk to you soon. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.